Hi, thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Shani. May I please have your email so we can look at an account for you?
All small letters, and it's all one word. It's TKODIAKSMITH@AOL.com. Spells out T Kodiak Smith.
Okie dokie. Not pulling up anything by the email. Could you provide me with your zip code?
18704.
All right, just a moment.
Yeah, I think my thing kind of lapsed in November or something. Because I get stuff every other month, some Omex. And it's probably because my, what do they call it, my expiration date changed or something on my card.
Okay, so yes, let's see. Give me just a minute. System's going a little bit slow. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Give me that zip one more time.
I didn't call right away because I had a backlog of them, but I'm getting near the end of that, so here I am.
Gotcha. What's your zip again, sir?
18704.
And what's your first and last name on the account?
First name is Thomas. Last name is Smith. Probably has three capital I's. It might have Thomas T. Smith III. In Kingston, PA.
Yep. Is it on Price Street?
Yep. That's me.
All right. 72 Price Street, Kingston, PA. I do have your account for the 2-month subscription of the Ultra Pure. I do show that we do have an expired card on file. This is what has to happen. If you want to restart your order, Mr. Smith, do you have access to the omexhealth.com website?
I'm sure I could get myself access. I know
because what you're in now, you're in our older system. We have converted to a newer system to where we do have the customers a little bit more access to their account. So therefore, anytime that you do want a subscription, you would have to log into the omexhealth.com website to set up that subscription. So that way you are able to pause, stop, or, you know, do anything that you want to do on your account. So therefore, you don't have to give us a call in. In order to get your new subscription started, being that we have the old card on file, that is something that you would have to do through the website. Or we could set up your account for you via today, but we'd have to create a password so that way I can get logged in and set up the order for you.
Well, is it still going to be the same price? I think I was paying.
Not
going to
be the same price either. Sorry.
Oh, what's it going to be?
Our prices have gone up. Let me see. Yeah, once that card is expired, it kicks out any old offers that we have available. But give me just a moment. I'm going to see what the new pricing is for our Omega 3.
Because I'm just guessing it was it. I know the card did expire, but they never told me. They never said anything. Like other places say, hey, your expiration.
Yeah, and that's the reason, too, why we updated our system. So that way, once you do start your new subscription, it's going to send you that notification via email saying, hey, it's about time for your new order, or we're about to bill you, you're about to run out. It's going to give you that correspondence. You were getting two boxes at $48. We no longer have that offer. The monthly subscription price for the Omega 3 will be $31.96 per box.
So instead of 24, it would be like
31.
Mm-hmm. 96. So 424. I'm just wondering how bad I want it. Well, I have to think about it and check out that omex.com.
It's going to be omexhealth.com.
Oh, all one word, Omex Health?
Yes, it's going to be all one word. Okay. Also, you can see on there the regular price for our Omega 3 is $39.95. But if you do decide that you want to do the subscription, it does give you the 20% discount when you do so.
So it'd be $31.90-some.
Mm-hmm.
But like $32 for each one. So you get two of them, and it would be like $64.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, if my card didn't expire, would I still be at the 48?
If your card didn't expire, you'd still be at the 48 because that's in our older system, and we can't manipulate that price. Once you're locked into that price, that's your price for forever until your card declines. And once that card declines, it kicks out that offer, unfortunately. But let's see. Just trying to see what else that I can do. Is there any discounts or anything available? Do you mind if I place you on a brief hold really quickly?
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, unfortunately, Mr. Smith, there's nothing else that I can do to manipulate the price. Unfortunately, that $31.96 is going to be the best discount that we can do for you.
Okay, $31, and I'd be able to do that if I go onto that website,
omaxhealth.com,
I can just select that.
Yes, just go onto the omaxhealth.com website, create your account, so that way you are able to control your subscription. If need be, I know you said that previously you had too many boxes. So if in the event that that does happen to you, you're able to go ahead and log in automatically to your account and you can stop, pause, or, you know, push out your shipments however you'd like.
Yeah, I just looked at, you probably don't want to hear this, but I just looked at Amazon.com. They have four boxes for $109. Comes in one day, shows up. And that's divide by four. That's $27 a box. Not even $26.90. You know what I mean? So, but the one you had, the $24, I couldn't beat because you know. But I always like you know check around. I always first thing I do is just punch something in the Amazon and see how much I can get something over there. You know. So, well, I'll probably grab that because, you know, Amazon won't, that'll be coming and going too. They just might have a bunch of them. And so I may just grab that offer and kick this whole can down the road for a month or so, you know, or two months.
Well, actually, and I was actually looking back up on it too, Amazon is actually higher than us.
Yeah, now, not if you get four boxes. I'm looking at an offer right
with the
here.
Subscribe and save. With subscribe and save with Amazon, it's $35. It's $31 with us.
The subscribe and save is $39.95. But if you just go right below
nope, the
that,
subscribe and save is $35.96. It's $39.95 regular price.
Now,
when you look at the four box count, that's a one time shipment. It's not a subscription.
Right, right. That's and then you don't know what it's going to be next time. But it's attractive compared to my options, $109 for four boxes, and I don't have to worry about this for a few months. You see what I mean?
Yeah, but then again, with the, let's see. Yeah, because theirs is going to be a few bucks more in the long run.
Oh, yeah, maybe at some point, unless they keep coming up with those four box things. You know, and I'm, I like taking Omax, but, you know, I've got people with the same aches and pains as me to tell me I'm wasting my money. So I'm kind of like, I take things because I figure, what's the harm? You know, it's not
well, the Omega 3, it's definitely good for your immune system. I also pair with the omega-3. I use the vitamin D3. You know, that's good for your immune system and also your bone health.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I take that. I take that and a one a day. And I throw in, because I have my share of, I walk a lot. I get my share of aches and pains. So I take turmeric. I take osteobiflex. And I take these things. But then I have, like, friends and doctors who are friends. Tell me I'm wasting my money if you eat right. But, you know, it's like I figure, well, it's insurance. It doesn't hurt. But I like my insurance to come as cheap as possible. So I think that's what I'll do for now is just go grab that, like an Amazon offer. And then in another couple months, you know,
Yeah. But one thing I did want to reiterate, I do know that, you know, Amazon has a cheaper price. But for whatever reason, if you have any problems with the Omax products that you have, if you do order outside of Omax Health and you have a problem with the products, there is nothing that Omax can do. So if you have any problems with what you receive, you would have to get in contact with Amazon.
Well, yeah, that's okay. They're pretty good. They're actually easier to deal with usually than the manufacturers or the source. I mean, that's usually kind of a good thing for the Amazon customer, because mm-hmm. they will, and I've talked to companies. I order, say, stuff from companies and Amazon, like you guys, and they'll sometimes tell me to say, well, Amazon could do that, but we can't. You know, so it usually works the other way around, but or you wouldn't believe it. Sometimes they'll say, "Well, it's non-returnable, but we'll give you the refund anyway." So if there was a problem with it, so I'm just saying those are things to keep in mind. I just throw that out there because I'm also an Amazon Prime customer, you know. But and when I looked, I don't know. It's probably been a while since I looked that up, but usually it was because at $24, I had a great deal. So when I would look at it, it would never beat the $24. But, you know, it's not going to be hard to beat the $36, if that was my memory is good there. But, okay, well, I'm taking up too much of your time, but.
No, sir, you're not. You're not at all.
Don't count me out.
It's up to you on how you want to decide on how you want to set up your account. Again, you're welcome to go through our site or any third party if you'd like.
Yeah, well, I'll go through the cheapest party.
Understood. Understood.
Yeah. Well, I can't believe I let my thing last.
In the event, though, that you want to come back to Omax Health, you're more than welcome to give us a call. We'll be happy to set up an account for you, okay?
Oh, yeah, it's good to know how, and I would just get on that that website, like you said, I guess, because, you know, it's either that or just tell somebody to do it for me on the phone, which it doesn't sound like it's going to save you any time, right?
Okay. Well, I do want to thank you so much for calling Omax Health. You have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.